time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. Another show, another week. August 1st. That's right. July is in the books. We're moving on. This is the official month start. I could probably say that better. This is the month where high school sports officially starts. That's right. 3 weeks from now, I think football starts first, and then you got all the other sports following shortly after. Practices, tryouts, hot summer sun. Stay hydrated, kids, coaches. But yeah, seriously, it is here. It is absolutely here. And before you know it, we'll be breaking down football matchups. We'll be talking to student athletes, coaches, everyone in between. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on msonewsports.com. I'm Dom Nicastro, and we got another great show, half an hour or so, and I'm going to get right to it. Let's take a break, because on the other side, we got our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month winner from the school year, ready to do great things. Had a big injury, but she talks all about that, how she overcame that, and she's still actually overcoming it, but she's going to a pretty cool college, and we're going to talk all about that with Kendall Toth after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Kendall Toth. She is Phillips Andover grad and product, great athlete, and won Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month this year for March. What's going on, Kendall?
Nothing much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. So right now, present day, we're still in sort of like the last stages, hopefully, of rehabbing from a horrific injury from the soccer season. So, man, that's been a long, long haul for you rehab-wise.
Definitely. I mean, we've had a lot of frustrations with setbacks and just trying to do what I can. But actually, it's kind of funny that you mentioned the horrific nature of it. But I wouldn't take it back. I think it's actually the best thing that could have happened to me. I was on the track to go play soccer in college. I had a couple interests for D1 schools to play soccer, and I was looking to play. My entire life I played soccer, so like that just seemed like the right trajectory. But I started to fall out of love with the sport, and I think my calling was running all along, and so it pointed me on the right direction. And most importantly, I'm a Christian, so it brought me closer to God. So this trial was actually probably the best thing that could have happened to me, especially at this time. So I'm really grateful it happened, which kind of sounds funny, but that's where I am with it.
Doesn't sound funny at all. It sound, well, in the beginning, I was like, oh man, that's the best thing that happened to her, an injury. What's going on? What's going on? But like to take something, such adversity like that, and in the moment, you're not like, this is the best thing that happened to me. I'm so glad I'm being whisked away and going to have surgery and everything. Did you end up having surgeries?
I did, but a month after. So I was just kind of wobbling around for a month, but
Yeah, like at that moment, you're not going to believe it's the best thing for you. But then you gain perspective after, and it really forces you to stop and think. And that's amazing that you gained such positive perspective from it, and it opened a new path for you. And now that path leads you to Coastal Carolina University, and you're gonna be running and for that college, correct?
Yes, I'm super excited.
Yeah. Now tell me about that selection on that college. What came down to that being the winner?
It was so random, actually. So I originally, since I was 12 years old, I wanted to serve in the military. So I was looking at the service academies, and then I was so anti-Navy for some reason. I wanted to be in the Army. I wanted to be on the ground. And then I got this recent obsession to become a Marine, especially the past like 2 or 3 years. So I was like, I'm going to go Navy and I'm going to try to be a Marine. And then I went to summer seminar and I was talking to the coaches and I was like, I loved it, but I also wanted to get that normal college experience, I guess, like that student athlete experience where I could have both and then enlist later on. So I chose to do the ROTC option. So I got the NROTC Marine scholarship and the Army ROTC scholarship. And that was really cool. Unfortunately, because I tore my ACL, I wasn't able to use the scholarship. So all the schools that had that, I couldn't go to.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at places that were warm. I wanted to get away from New England, as beautiful as it is and as the schools that we have here. I just wanted something different. I've never really been out of New England, so I wanted to travel. And I think it'd be good to stay on the East Coast just because I'd be like somewhat closer to my family. And I went down like that moment where like, you know, so that's definitely not a cliche. I went and I was like, this is the last. And it's funny because it was the last place I did. I talked I talked to the coaches and the teammates and just like the culture and everything just seemed right. And I could feel a sense of peace when I was there and I wasn't like I was missing something. So I'm really excited. And I think the biggest thing of what ultimately made me choose Coastal over other schools I was looking at or getting offers to is just the intensity of it. And there were so many people who were better than me, which almost put me off to it, like, cause it scared me. And, but it was like, there's this, like, if your dreams don't scare you, you're not dreaming big enough. So I went with the place that scared me the most, cause that's what was going to make me the best athlete and person. So that's what ultimately drove me there.
I love it. I love it. Cause I'd be like the opposite. I'd be like, oh, can I beat these kids and run? Yeah, I'll go here. I can be like the number one right away. No, but that's like a stunning goal. I love it. I love that you want to go where they're going to bring the best out of you, you know? And so does that mean like the military path is like totally sidelined, like for now, forever? Like, what do you think?
I still want to serve. So it's basically up to the Department of like the Medical Examination Review Board. So I'm going to try to enlist when I graduate in college and go to officer candidate school right out of college and be a officer in the Marines. Cause that's just a higher ranking. Like I could just enlist right now, but they probably wouldn't medically clear me because of the ACL. So hopefully like 4 years of a solid career, show them that I'm healthy, show them that I'm ready. Hopefully I can get that waived. But if not, I have other options. I still want to do something that helps people. So I'm thinking about law, being a lawyer or something if military doesn't work out, but we still have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that possibly the track you're going at Coastal Carolina, like a law track, or is it up for grabs still?
Yeah, I'm really interested in it. I'm majoring in psychology, minoring in criminal justice, just like things that really interest me. And Phillips Academy has a lot of amazing classes that kind of set me up for that. We have a lot of like law and literature and religious philosophy that kind of toys with law and morality that I was super interested in. I'm like, I want to continue doing this. So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm pursuing. And I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, let's rewind again, go back to that soccer season before the injury at Coastal. I mean, again, I'm way off. I just had a peanut butter fluff sandwich too. I should be really more energetic, but I guess it's weighing me down. Do you like peanut butter fluffs?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Childhood.
Yeah, right.
So, like, before that injury occurred at Phillips Andover in the fall, how was the soccer season going team-wise and individually for you?
It was really good. I'm really close with the girls. GVS will always be my family. My coach, Lisa Yole, has been, like, such a great support system for me throughout the years, and she's always believed in me and the team, and just, like, the culture of family and just camaraderie that she's created is incredible, and I'm so grateful I was able to be a part of that. So it's funny, like my story, I was a soccer recruit, and my junior year, which they call upper year, I took a break from soccer. I ran. So Lisa let me come back this year to have kind of just like end my soccer career on a good note and have good memories, instead of just like, I was part of a club team and it was just like not the best environment for me given what I was going through mental health wise. So I chose me and I did the best thing for me, which was running that year. And so like, I found how much I loved running. And I just like, I wanted to come back for senior year, just like be with the girls, be with Lisa one more year. And she let me come back, and she didn't just let me come back and like join the team. Like, sure, you can have a starting position. Like, I had to earn it back. And it was just amazing. The environment that was there and the new girls who came in and like my old teammates, it was just so nice to be back again. And it was a good season for us. I think we have a long way to come, but like we definitely came a long way this season, and just in terms of our ability and working together a lot. So like, that was awesome. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And that's interesting going to like, you know, private school like that. Like, you know, you're from Salem, New Hampshire. Did you have to, you know, you're probably used to it by now, like just meeting a lot of new teammates and from different cities and stuff. It just kind of probably comes natural to you. So that's not going to be an issue in college.
Yeah. I mean, I think I make friends easily. I think I just get along with teammates easily. And it's just like finding your strengths and how you can work together with some teammates. There is always that struggle of individual glory and just putting the team first before ourselves. We have a lot of strong talent, and I think we found eventually towards the end of the season, we found like a really good way to work together. And together, when we work together and we have that much talent together as a team, we can beat anyone. So it's just, I think a lot of teams struggle with just individuals all around the field instead of one team. And I think GVS is really good at being one team, one family, and working together. So I'm really appreciative of that. And I mean, I love meeting new people. I love being pushed by incredible people. So surrounding myself with really good athletes, really strong women is something I really enjoy. And I think pushes me to be better, and we push each other to be better. So I've been grateful for that experience at Andover, and I'm super excited for that again at Coastal.
Yeah. Yeah. When you look back at team accomplishments, you know, what's going to be top of the list for you, running wise and then soccer wise in high school?
Soccer-wise, in terms of like my individual career, I was part of a really good club team. I played for Seacoast United for probably like 10 years. And then I played for FC Stars, and we won a lot of tournaments. And I really thrived as a soccer player there, and I grew a lot really fast. So I was grateful for that experience. In terms of GVS, we did well. Like, we had wins. We had the on paper wins, but I think it's just like finding ourselves together. Like, we grew a lot in character individually and as a team. So I think the best thing that you can take away is experience and just growing, like that self growth. So I learned so much about myself, and we learned so much about each other. And so there was so many, oh my goodness, there were so many strong female role models within that team that I look up and am inspired by, and just like my fellow teammates, I'm so in awe of them. So it was just like so amazing to be part of that, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
And then for track, oh my gosh. My favorite memory at PA probably was outdoor track sophomore year. It was just that feeling of being free when we were running. And the girls team did really, really well that year. We got second place overall at the Interschools Championships. We actually got first place, but it got revoked for some sort of, the other team said that we were like pacing. So one of our captains was like cheering while she was running, and they called it pacing. So that was kind of like a dirty win, but we're over it.
Wait, so what's pacing exactly, right? Like, and why is it illegal? Like, what's the deal there?
So it's like, it's basically when somebody on the infield is pacing somebody on the track. So they're running along with them, so they keep the pace, so they don't slow. So like, how can a captain do that when we're running a 4x4? So
You're just being a cheerleader, like really kind of let's go. And you thought you were like keep up with me. Like, no.
Yeah. Like it was stupid, but that day was really amazing. Individually, I did well in the 800. I've only run the 800 like 4 times. I think that's going to be the event I do in college. I love it. Mm. People very hard and you kind of feel like you're dying at the end, but it's really fun and it's definitely a challenge and I love challenges.
And then two laps, right? 800.
You're sprinting a half mile. It's fantastic.
Oh man. I can't imagine what the legs feel like in that final lap. Oh my God.
Yeah, you see God at the end. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I know like you said 800 probably college, but like 1000, I know like you had a great, did you have like a junior class record in the 1000 for yourself?
I did. Yeah. It was fun. And my first time ever running the 1000, I was part of the sprinters group before I moved to middle distance. So I had no idea what I was doing. I was wearing sprinter spikes and I was terrified and I just, the gun went off and I just ran. I had no idea. I did pretty well. I think I actually won that race, which is hilarious. And it became one of my favorite events. Wow. So I hope in college. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be like, what is that? Like 2.5 laps or something? 1000? Like
outdoor, but or it's the 200 track, like the 200 meters. So it's 5 laps.
Yeah. 5 laps. Okay. Wow. So unbelievable. So you can do it all. Now in college, is it going to be cross country and track or just the track?
So I got recruited for track, but basically if you run anything over a 400, they'll throw you in cross country just to see if you're good at it. And you just to have something to train for. And I like experimenting with my body and seeing what I can do and pushing myself in different places. Cause soccer speed translates really well to middle distance, but it's like, let's see how far I can take distance running. So yeah. I'm really that I don't have a lot of track experience cause I have no idea where my set event group is. So like throw me in the 10K or maybe it's the 800. We have no idea yet. So I'm just excited.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, we know a lot about you academically, athletically. What's keeping you busy elsewise in the summer? Like, do you have a job? Put a few bucks in your pocket?
I do. I'm a lifeguard at my local gym, which is really convenient because I get a gym membership. So that's cool.
Yeah. Is that a workout before you go to your shift or after, both?
Yeah, usually before, but sometimes both. Yeah. Depends on what I have for the training day.
Now on your gym, like you're lifeguarding like adults that just kind of jump in and, you know, get and swim. I'm not like demeaning it or anything. I'm saying like that things can go wrong in anything, in any body of water with any person, something can go wrong. You like legally need someone watching, right?
Yeah. It's usually like kids. There's a summer camp there. So I'll lifeguard for the kids.
Okay.
I mean, you do get that random adult who's just like having fun and going down the water slide. So no judgment. Like,
for me, that would be like, you know, end the workout, right? Kind of like feel good, just dive in, kind of just like cool off. Well, hopefully not while you're sweating up a storm, but all right. So you've been doing that for like multiple years or just this summer?
This year and last year. Last year I was also a swim instructor, so I taught little kids how to swim too. So.
Yeah,
that was fun. I just don't have that much time this summer to do that, but it was a really fun experience.
Yeah, and tell me about your family too. Is there other athletes in the family, whether it be parents, grandparents, uncles, aunts, siblings, cousins?
Just immediately, like my mom and my dad, they both did sports in high school. My mom played 4 sports. They both ran. So my dad ran track. He was a distance runner. And he could have run in college, but he kind of hated it. He did it for the people, less of the actual sport. But my mom, after she had me, she started doing like Ironman. She did an Ironman. She did a bunch of marathons, a lot of half Ironmans, half marathons. So she's like, she taught me how to run. So I have good genetics and I definitely was run lifestyle. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
Sweet. And so when do you report for duty, so to speak, at Coastal Carolina? When's check-in day?
So we move in August 13th, 14th. We have like physicals and just kind of reporting. And then 15th is our first practice.
Wow. You should get right into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you meet your roommate yet? Do you have like probably one roommate kind of thing?
So I actually got lucky. So the freshmen and sophomores, we all have to live on campus for 2 years, but all the athletes gets placed in like this kind of series of dorms. It's called the Woods. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a bunch of suites. So you have a single, but it's like four people in a suite and you share like a common area and a bathroom. But it's kind of nice because you get like a private space and you get roommates. So I have two. Yeah, it's really nice. I have two so far. I think we're trying to get a third because it's suites of four, but we haven't found that out yet. I've met them online. I haven't met them on purpose. But they seem nice.
That's a cool setup because normally a lot of colleges, you have to earn that setup like by junior year or something like that. But yeah, if you can have your own little bedroom to go to sleep in, that's key. And like just close the door, do work, you know, that kind of thing. And then you have the common area, which is where you mingle.
Definitely going to help with sleep because going to a D1 athlete, you need that sleep. So I'm grateful that I have that opportunity to get more rest.
Yeah, and they're all athletes, you said, like in the dorms. Yeah, so that's cool too. They understand. It's not like, you know, we're going to be up all night. Well, no, we have a meet tomorrow. I mean, you know, so I get that. Cool. Well, Kendall Toth, Phillips Andover, Salem, New Hampshire, and then off to Coastal Carolina University. What city is that in?
Conway, South Carolina, right by Myrtle Beach.
Well, another perk of that college. Good for you. Well, wish you the best of luck. Hope the injury gets better and better. And, you know, a month away, best of luck when you head down. And, you know, we'll track your progress, get you on the show again.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It was great to be here.
All right. Congratulations on Moynihan Lumber. That's a pretty big award, too. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, another great interview, fun interview. Kendall Toth, thank you for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. That was amazing. We're going to wrap things up. This is our last segment. Just poking around at some tweets from Hector Longo, Eagle Tribune writer. He reposted, from Packed Performer of the Night, Chelmsford Football, at TBrown_58. You know who that is. Our boy Thomas Brown, best wrestler, one of the best wrestlers in the nation. He's going to be one of the best football players in the nation, too. Offensive lineman, getting all kinds of looks for Division I schools. Hasn't made a decision yet, we don't think. Well-coached, tough, and relentless work ethic, according to Packed Performance. Thomas is a throwback and is an old-school kid. Yeah, I agree. I've talked to Thomas a few times on this show, and he is old-school. Humble, great personality. One of those kids who probably doesn't spend a lot of time at his phone. Oh, well, they all do. But he doesn't let it overwhelm him. He's out there. He's living life, breathing the fresh air, working out, working his tail off to get better for Chelmsford and what comes after. Thanks to at Coach Peterson 40 for letting us work with him. Wrestles, teams lift.
team lifts, trains, finds time to work on his skill. Just a nice little thing, you know, right? From and that was a shout out to George Peterson, Chelmsford football coach. Hector gives us another little nugget. Looks like we got a local. I don't know how many locals we have, but there's at least one. Kirsten Casper, Scarlet Knights at NA Athletic underscore athletics, tweeting, wishing our very best to former Scarlet Knight Kirsten Casper as she represents Team USA and competes in the women's triathlon in the Paris Olympics. Kirsten's event is Wednesday, July 31st. That's a little after our press time. Starts at 2 a.m. our time. So, yeah, it'll be, you know, about 24 hours before we publish. We are so incredibly proud of you. Good luck, Kirsten. Great stuff. Yeah, we're looking for some Olympians. My intern, Anderson. Hey, man, where is our Olympians? Go get them. Past, present, future. What the heck? So let's wrap things up. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Awesome time with Kendall Toth. Great interview. And a few nuggets here at the end. Hope you enjoyed. We're here every week, msonewsports.com. A lot of shows in August. What's it? 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th. That's five shows, folks, in August. You'll be fully covered with Merrimack Valley Sports Talk. msonewsports.com. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you next week. We'll